Welcome to episode 273 of Fly Away. We're a group of agents from Outlander Travel who get together every week to talk about all things travel. Whether you've been listening for a while or just tuning in, we're happy that you found us. We truly believe that travel has the power to change the world, and we want to inspire others to come along with us. We chat about destinations, current events, our favorite experiences, and lots more. We love to hear your feedback and ideas for topics, so be sure to connect with us on our website, Facebook, or Twitter. My name is Lindsay, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents George, Elizabeth, and Sandy. It's been a while since we visited Elizabeth's favorite city.
Yay!
Episode 64, to be exact. Here's a hint. Henry VIII, St. Paul's Cathedral, the changing of the guard. Have you guessed it? This week, we're hopping across the pond to hear all about Sandy's recent whirlwind tour of London. So let's get started.
Sorry, I kept interrupting Lindsay, but I love London. I'm so glad you finally got to go.
I know, I finally got to go.
Yay!
It's awesome, yay!
So what'd you think?
Fun.
I loved it. It was great. It was really a great introduction city to Europe, because if you've been to like New York or really any kind of big city in the U.S., you can navigate London. Mm-hmm. So it was cool. It was really good.
And in theory, the language is the same.
Yeah, I know, right?
So close.
Well, I was with I was chaperoning my daughter's high school trip, so all of the kids were speaking in British accents. So.
Oh, geez.
Oh, that's not.
Oh. Yeah. I love it because there's just so much in such a what seems like a compact. I mean, it's a large city, but it feels very accessible, and there's so much.
Well, it's compact. It's not accessible in the
not
American.
That way.
Yeah. We had some experience with that too because of my parents, but
it is a city that literally organically grew. I mean, it's mm-hmm. not a grid format.
Oh,
it's
no.
not it makes zero sense. Taxi drivers have to take this like test called the knowledge, where they there are blocks where there is one building on that block or one house, and that's the only house on that street.
Yeah, I don't know how the tour buses get through some of those streets.
It's incredible.
They're tight.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like Boston.
Yeah,
Boston has a little bit of a grid.
Pittsburgh's like that too, because there's not a grid in Pittsburgh either, and everything's built up around like that.
We went there, guys.
The rivers. There's a river in London,
but that is
I'll edit that out.
There's only one river though, and that is true. I mean, it did grow up out of the river basically, and just sort of sprawled out. But it is such an organic city that it's just really cool. But that's also why it's so easy to be a tourist there, because a lot of the really important things are right there in that city, you know, that sort of central area.
Yeah.
And then everything else sort of grew out. So not to say that there aren't important things a little bit further out, but you know, most of what you want to see is right
there. It's so cool. And I loved, so one of the cool things about the being with the school group was we had a tour guide, and she was with us like 3 or 4 days during the week, which was really cool. She told us so many things that I wouldn't have known just walking around. Like, for example, the Millennial Bridge, which if you've seen.
Millennium, not Millennial.
Oh, sorry. The Millennium Bridge, which was built for the Millennium Celebration, and then they just kept it because, mm-hmm. but apparently whenever they first built it, it kind of swayed and people mm-hmm. would get seasick on it and mm-hmm. kind of puke onto the boats and stuff. But there's an artist who makes little art, like drawing, not drawings, but he it's out of his gum. He takes chewing gum and he like puts it down into the grooves, and then he shellacks it, and then he paints on it and stuff, and then he shellacks it. And I would never have noticed it if it weren't for this tour guide, because she told us to look for it. And then when we were walking across the bridge, she's like, there's some. And it's so tiny. So I took pictures of it, and I had to like go back later and zoom in to really see what it was. But that was such a cool little tidbit, I thought, you know,
mm-hmm.
the gum art.
Bubble gum art.
Yeah, it was cool.
So did you go to the Tower of London? Did you go see the... Did you go? What did you do?
Crown Jewels.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So yes and no. We did not see the Crown Jewels. So we were there the week after Christmas. We left on December 28th, and it was a choral festival, which was the reason we were there. And then, you know, all this other tour things, but there was also the New Year's Day parade, and we weren't in it, but we had, that was part of the festival that we were there for. So it was great because all the Christmas decorations were still up. That was really awesome. It's a gorgeous city at Christmas time. So that was really cool. But it was crowded, you know. So the things like the crown jewels, the lines to get in were just too long for the time we had allotted for stuff like the tower. So we saw everything else.
You guys did. You guys packed a lot in. It was a go trip. So.
Yeah.
Did you see the giant ravens or crows or the?
Oh, we saw the ravens. Yeah, mm-hmm. The tower. Yeah, that was pretty cool. So we got there. We did the nonstop flight from RDU to London, and they were very strict about us not taking a nap. So we basically went and did a walking tour that day. And then we had dinner, and then we went out that night and did the London Eye. And then we didn't get back to the hotel until about 10 o'clock that night. So we were exhausted. But it did kind of put us on the right schedule, you know, with, mm-hmm. with jet lag and stuff. So it's good. I'm glad we did it that way. But, it was exhausting.
I bet you weren't glad at the time.
Well, I had an issue with my knee going on, too, which was not fun to try to keep up with all those kids when I could barely walk. So. That was frustrating. Mm. It was okay. It was okay. It was good.
I sprained my ankle when I was in London one time. I was there for 2 weeks and I sprained it like day two. And everybody, I was for work, went back in my old life. And everybody was like, you need to go to the doctor. I'm like, the doctor will tell me to stay off my leg. I'm in London. It's like, not going to happen. So no point. So yeah, I just iced my big grapefruit sized ankle every night.
Well, they sell like ibuprofen with codeine over the counter in London.
Oh, how do you know this?
So my friend who lives there told me to go put some. And you have to ask for it, but you don't need a prescription for it. You just have to basically, like they ask, they're like, what is it for? And I'm like, my knee is really bothering me. So it wasn't a big deal, but mm-hmm. But that helped a lot. So it got me through it. So that part was good.
So you were basically high the entire time is what you're saying.
Well, I wasn't allowed to drink. I was shouting.
And you still went?
I know, right?
I think Sandy, I know, would have got to that part of the first meeting and been like, say what?
Yeah, wait. Can we go there again? Oh, it was in bold letters in the itinerary they gave us too. No smoking. No, I was like, oh my gosh. I don't smoke, but.
And there's plenty to do in London without drinking, but you have to go into a pub, and you can't go into a pub without having a beer.
Well, they gave us pub tokens. Like, that was part of the thing. They gave us a certificate to go spend $15 in a pub.
Oh,
not drinking.
So you had fish and chips with no beer.
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
what's
that? I feel like I need to take back to London. We need a sip.
I know. Mm-hmm. Do over. Yeah. Well, and then they also had their, you know, some Christmas market booths up, and they had that what do you call it? Glute
wine.
Yeah.
Glute wine. Yeah.
Yeah. Couldn't have that either.
Oh.
Several places.
And yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, but you still had a good time.
Oh yeah, I had a great time. I was too tired to think about drinking and stuff anyway. You know, like we were so busy. We kept so busy.
Yeah. I'm curious because I know you went to the platform 9 3/4 at King's Cross, and I've done the Harry Potter tour out at Warner Brothers twice, but I out at the studio, but I've never gone to King's Cross since. I've been to King's Cross a million times, but not since Harry Potter. So what is that like? Is it just literally one little photo?
It's op? A store. It's yeah, it's basically a store, which is crowded and not even as good as the store in MCO, the mm-hmm. Orlando Airport. But there is a photo op, and the line for the photo op was insane. They told us that opens at like 8 a.m. They're like, if you can come back tomorrow, get here earlier, because that'll be the shortest line. I think the line when we were there was like an hour and a half long, which yeah. obviously we did not wait in that line. But basically the photo op is pushing the cart through the wall, and then someone stands behind you and they'll hold your scarf and like wave it so it looks like it's flying behind you and you're running. So it was cute, you know. I mean, it's very cute, but it's kind of, you know, mm-hmm. I'm sure that the Harry Potter Warner Brothers tour is much cooler.
It's very cool.
Yeah,
I won't say it's cooler, but yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah, but we only had like a couple blocks of like 2 hours here and there to actually go off on our own and do stuff. So that was, you know, a lot of the kids did that though. A lot of discussion about what house they were.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was cool. But one of the cool things we did, that walking tour we did the first day was of the south bank of the River Thames. And it started over by the London Eye. And then we basically walked all the way to Suffolk Cathedral area. So
yeah.
And there's a there's a market there. Not
the Borough Market.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't, I could walk through it, but I couldn't like drink the wine and stuff.
But you could eat the food. The food is really good there.
I could have, but we were kind of done by then, so I couldn't. Okay. But that was cool because you kind of walked the whole way. And there was this one part under the bridge that was like used booksellers everywhere that looked really cool. I think my son Fox would love that. He would have spent a lot of time there. And, you know, talked about the museums. There's the Tate Modern is there. Mm-hmm. The Globe Theater, we passed by that. So just so much history.
If you took a picture of the Tate Modern and then there's a building to the right of it that's like a curved building, that's where my apartment was when I stayed there for 2 weeks.
Okay.
I loved it. It was so great.
I would have to look at the, like a picture of the building you're talking about.
I'll point it out.
Our tour guide was telling us like all the Londoners' nicknames for the certain buildings. Mm-hmm. There's one that has like a bump and they call it the Kardashian.
I don't think this was it because it's a totally curved building. There's no bump in it. It's just
this is like a skyscraper. Okay, it has like one of the sides is kind of
bumped out. I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
But yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah. That I usually do, and I tell my clients this, so a little free hint, everybody, but if you walk from the Tower of London and then go across the Tower Bridge and then walk the other way, so basically you walked from the London Eye, so you were coming towards Southwark Cathedral, and if you do that, you start at the Tower of London and then go across the bridge, you can climb the bridge if you want to, and then start walking along the river, you'll pass the Cuddesark, is that what it's called? There's an old ship there. Mm-hmm. And then if you keep going, there's like, you'll get to the Borough Market and then the Shakespeare's Globe and then the Tate Modern and the Millennium Bridge is right there. So once you get the Tate Modern, you know, look around and then cross the Millennium Bridge and you're at St. Peter's.
St. Paul's.
Doing that. Whatever. Sorry. Oh my God. I've been saying that wrong. I've actually been saying that wrong for like a week. Yeah. St. Paul's. You're right.
Yeah. There were some of the other chaperones took their group of kids to St. Paul's and they did the tour where you climb like the 500 steps and I couldn't do that with my knee. It was not even in my brain that it was a possibility, which is kind of a bummer, but the kids I was chaperoning didn't even ask to do it, so I don't think they were disappointed. They wanted to like shop, you know? So that was the kind of things we did.
So you were there between Christmas and New Year, well, over New Year's. How cold was it? Was it really chilly?
It was nice. We got lucky. It was like 50 every day. We had one morning that was a little drizzly, and then towards the end of the week, it was kind of cold, but still mid-40s, I'd say. Not like here, though. Like in North Carolina, it's still sunny, so it's not like this bone-chilling cold. There it was just like always like a windy coming off the river cold, so but not bad. We got lucky without having the rain, so that was nice. That part was really cool.
Excellent.
Yeah,
so you went out to Greenwich.
Yeah, we took a riverboat down, well, I don't know if it was up or down. And then we took the boat to the River Thames, and that was cool because you know, we had the tour guides there telling us all the stuff we were looking at. We saw Sir Ian McKellen's house on the river.
Very cool.
Which was really cool. They pointed it out. And they there was like a whole nother section of London that is almost like, it looks like a neighboring city and it's more skyscrapers and stuff. And it's kind of like the Wall Street kind of like financial part of it. There was one of the chaperones with us is a flight attendant for American, and she does the route that goes nonstop to London from RDU. So she's in London like literally 10 times a month. Like she goes all the time. She had never seen that. Huh. She's like, I didn't even know this part existed.
That's down near like the O2 arena too. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I know exactly.
Yeah. She never walked down there. Yeah.
Well, there's not much reason to go down there unless you're going to a concert.
Yeah.
Or you work down there.
But apparently, in that O2 arena, you can like climb over the top of it too. Mm-hmm. Did you know that? Yeah.
Yeah.
The Greenwich was cool. They pointed out, they talked about a lot of different movies that
you saw where Thor was filmed.
Oh, I didn't see
it. Yeah, Thor. This is the second Thor movie, I think.
Okay.
That was there, yeah.
They didn't mention that.
Yeah.
They talked about, I can't even remember all the movies they talked about. It was cool though. But then we had to climb this really steep hill to get up to the Royal Observatory, and that's where you can stand on the Prime Meridian.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cool. The kids really liked that. It was pretty awesome.
Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So lots of like really cool stuff that you wouldn't think, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And Greenwich, I think, is, I want to say it's like a university too, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so it was not very crowded when we went with any students and stuff like that, but it was cool. And we did one of Heidi's favorite things. This was the first I'd heard of her. And I heard from her. Let me backtrack a second. The first I'd heard of this was from Heidi.
Okay.
When she went to the Evensong Mass at Westminster Abbey. And that was cool because you have to pay to get into Westminster Abbey and do a tour to see around there. But if you go to Evensong, you don't. But it's a mass. So it is like a service, and they don't let you take pictures. You can't wander around. You just basically are, you know, shuffled in, and they tell you to put your phones away and cameras away. And then you sit, and then the service happens, which is choral, which is great for the group we were with, because that's why they were there. And then we got to leave. And I wouldn't have gone into Westminster Abbey if not for that. So I'm really happy that I did, because it was pretty amazing inside. It's really cool.
It is a beauty. And hopefully you can go back sometime and actually wander around. It's worth the price of admission. Tons of graves there. And I mean, like, every person you've ever heard of, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I had no idea that's what it was going to look like inside.
Yeah. It's beautiful. Cool. It is beautiful.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. One of my favorite books is Pillars of the Earth, and it's all about cathedrals in England. And so I'll have to read it again next time I go and do like a...
Yeah.
Pillars of the Earth, kind
of. Pillars of the Earth pilgrimage.
Yeah. Yeah, they do like, they have a lot of coffee table books and stuff like that about that book.
So did you do a lot of group meals, or did you get to go sort of adventure on your own for food?
We didn't get to really adventure with food. So we had breakfast every day at the hotel. They gave us these cards that we were supposed to use. I still have two of them left over that were for these chain places. That are not, I mean, they're not places that I know from here, but we saw them a lot of different places. We just didn't have the opportunity to use them, so I had two left over. And then we had the pub token, which was interesting. Yeah, so we got to do that one night.
Was it any pub, or was it like a list of?
So there's a website you can go and check it out. But when we went, you know, we picked this one pub in Covent Garden because that's where the kids wanted to go, and then. When I went in, you basically have to like find a seat, and then you go to the bar to order your food. It's not like, you know, they seat you or anything. And when I asked the bartender, she wasn't sure if they could do the token. Well, it's like a certificate, like a gift certificate. So we had to wait for the manager. It was kind of an ordeal. It was not an easy thing. And then, they ended up taking it. It was good. And we used it, but it wasn't like the most convenient thing in the world to do. I don't know really why. I guess they wanted us to have that experience, but we couldn't.
Well, it could, yeah, just a way to include something else. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But that the other card was like a gift card that you could use at like five different places. So they were good, you know, but it wasn't, I don't feel like I got any like authentic, you know, British fare, you know, that wasn't part of what this was. And they were, you know, a lot of the kids, there were several people that had dietary restrictions, like vegetarian or vegan or allergic to things and things like that. So, you know, I guess it's hard with a big group like
it
that.
It is. I mean, when you go with a group, you do sort of sacrifice that freedom. Yeah. And apparently you sacrifice alcohol, too.
I'm so I know. Sorry. Can y'all believe that?
No.
I swear.
She had a flask somewhere, I'm sure of it.
Well, if she did, she's not going to admit it out loud here.
Yeah, I won't be telling on this public podcast that.
There's a really cool, there's a couple of really great food tours, and some of them do go through the borough and the markets. And but there was one that I absolutely love in London that takes you through the docks and through these old, old-timey pubs into these fish and chip places that look like they're about to fall over, and it's like the best.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. We stumbled onto a pub using Yelp. And I think I've told this story before. It's really close to the British Museum in Covent Garden. And I was like, oh, good. It's called the Lamb and the Fig, I think. And
they're
and
always like somewhere.
We walked in, and this place has been around since Queen Elizabeth I. Like, they had a plaque on the wall to testify that she had, like,
so it wasn't one that got burned down.
It was amazing. I mean, it was amazing. We had a Sunday roast. So you cannot get more British than that. I was like, this is the best ever. So I have not gotten back there. That was like three trips ago. So I haven't gotten back there, but I will.
Yeah. I need to go back. Me and my husband need to go back.
Yeah.
So basically we just need to plan a trip to London.
Yeah. Yes. Totally. Yeah. We'll go back.
It's for sure.
So I was going to ask her about the New Year's Day parade.
Oh my gosh, that was really interesting. It's not really like the parades we have here.
Really?
So this was free time for our group. We could, they encouraged us to find a spot and watch the parade, but a lot of people blew it off and did something else. My parents were there because of Ellie's performing at these other places. So what they did was they bought tickets to these grandstand seats so that they would have a place to sit and watch it. So we went to where they were. It was right by Piccadilly Square. And like literally we got off the subway and then we walked down the street and that's where they were. But because we hadn't bought the tickets, we couldn't go over to where they were. So one of my friends who lives in England came and, hey, shout out Emma. She doesn't watch or listen. But she came and met us that day. So we walked over to Trafalgar Square and we went into a bookstore and we did something. There was like a little Christmas market set up in Trafalgar Square. And then whenever it was kind of getting close to the end of the parade, we went back to check on my parents. And the people there were like, okay, well, some people have left. If you want to make a £5 donation, you can go and sit and watch the parade. So we did that. So we got to see about 20 minutes of the parade and it was really cool. I mean, it was just different. They had it was very eclectic, very diverse. They had groups in there that were, very native to whatever land they were from and playing these musical instruments. And they were like drumming gloves and stuff. I mean, it was totally different than what we see, here. So it was cool. And lots of American high school marching bands are in it too, which is pretty cool. Because we had talked to our friends Richard and Deborah, remember they were saying that their son had done it like years and years ago. So if you ever have a chance to do it, it's worth it. It's very cool. But so the parade was interesting. We got to see a little bit of it. I think we probably saw more than anybody else in the group because nobody else really went early enough to stake out a spot. And if you didn't stake out a spot, it was really hard to see. So
did they keep you in London the whole time or did you get to do any day trips or anything?
We did the one to Greenwich, which was a little bit out.
Yeah.
And then we did a day trip to Oxford and Windsor.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That was cool.
So you saw where Harry and Meghan got married?
We did. And the chapel there is where Henry VIII's crypt is with his favorite wife. The third one.
Just to clarify.
Yeah. I thought that was cool too, but they don't want you to take pictures in there either. So we did... you can go to, this was another one that we didn't have enough time to do everything, but there's the Royal Apartments and you can do a walking tour of that. The walking tour is included with your admission. And I was glad I did that because then I could hear what these rooms were, but a big portion of the Royal Apartments had burned down. So they were redone. They were redone to what they would have looked like before, but it's not the original. Yeah. And then the chapel was like, I would have walked right over Henry VIII and not known it. So, but you couldn't take pictures in there either. So, and I didn't really do the audio tour while I was going through there because we were like 10 minutes before it closed and we just wanted to go in and see it and get through really quick. So, it was cool. But Oxford was really cool too, though. That was nice.
Yeah, Oxford's definitely different.
So that's where I saw the bridge that was in Doctor Strange. And they had the lamppost from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. And yeah, so lots of cool stuff like that. It was really neat. Yeah. Yeah, we liked it.
Very cool.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
Well, if not, next time we visit London.
But you can have beer.
Yeah, we'll leave out how the kids all shopped at H&M.
So that is our show for this week. Thank you for hanging out with us. We love for you to share your life-changing travel moments with us on our Facebook page. You can find us on Facebook as Fly Away or from the podcast page on OutlanderTravel.com. Please be sure to subscribe to us and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. On behalf of George, Sandy, Elizabeth, and myself, Lindsay, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.